Right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I see. I was talking about the recall from Nissan and how it was being recalled because of the Nissan emblem on the steering wheel. And I thought that is very strange. But got a text here. Bobby, did you see the Nissan recall was because the emblem became a projectile when the airbag was deployed? Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. That would become a problem then. Yeah. If it's not staying attached, and because then you're getting hit by airbag and an emblem. Yeah, that would not be nice. Yeah. So thanks for that one. We've been talking about new regulations, regulation proposals pertaining to solar panels as well as short-term housing. Fort Walton Beach and Walton County are looking to regulate solar panels, where if you get solar panels, you have to put them on top of your house. You can't put them in an array in your yard or on the fence or whatever it might be, right? And then short-term rentals, there was the short-term housing workshop that was done today. And I agree with a lot of the existing landlords who are saying, we don't need more regulations. We need to just enforce things that we already have going on. And we've got a texter saying, well, VRBOs and Airbnbs aren't a problem until you're next door and they're at 2 a.m. bumping ludicrous by the pool and you got to be at work at 6 a.m. And I was saying, but once again, we have regulations pertaining to noise ordinances already. Get a text here. It says, that's the noise in vacation rental houses. Take a look at noiseaware.com. I think I read about a community in California where every rental house put one of those noise detectors in it as a way to cut down on their rambunctiousness. Actually, I think I read a story about that as well, that there's where they have a way to regulate the decibels, I guess you would say, or measure the decibels of the rental house, and then you're able to know whether or not they're being too noisy and things. But once again, I also want to reiterate, Airbnb at least, I don't know about VRBO, but Airbnb at least is aware of the problem of people renting Airbnbs just for the parties. Like, they don't want to trash their own house. They'd rather trash somebody else's. And they're aware of that, and they've been trying to put in regulations and rules and things like that on their own for rentals. And so they're aware of this issue too. So you got the private industry already trying to address something with this. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories real quick. President Biden has broken his silence pertaining to the balloon, saying that he has no apologies for shooting it down, and he doesn't think we're having an increase in objects flying in our airspace. A Georgia judge is going to release parts of a grand jury report on the Trump election probe, and Senator Fetterman, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, has checked into Walter Reed Hospital with clinical depression. So we've talked about those stories off and on throughout the day. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-110 southbound. This is going to be right near the Cervantes and Maxwell Jordan exit, around exit 30. The left shoulder is still blocked off due to the accident. So again, southbound on I-110 still showing slowdowns. And 98 has cleared up in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, as well as I-10 east and westbound lanes are checking in clear. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. The most and least sinful states, according to Wallet Hub, that came with their annual result, and pretty much year after year, it's always Nevada. it's just always going to be. So they looked at the seven deadly sins: anger and hatred, jealousy, excesses and vice, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. And they had different you know, like different ways to categorize these things. So things like crime rates for wrath, theft rates for jealousy, fast food joints for gluttony, casinos for greed, porn site usage for lust, plastic surgery rates for vanity, and exercise rates for sloth. All right, so that's what they looked at. And when you look at those things, Nevada coming in number one, most sinful state. It comes in number one for laziness, which would be the exercise rates. Came in number one for greed, obviously for casinos and stuff. Number four for jealousy, that's due to theft. So they're ranked in the top 10 in everything other than vanity, which is kind of a surprise. What about Florida? Well, we come in fourth. Yeah, that's right. Nevada, California, Louisiana, Florida, and Pennsylvania ran out the top five. So we come in fourth. Our highest rankings, which are, remember, these are bad things to be ranked in. Number three is vanity. Yeah, we got a lot of plastic surgery rates in the third highest plastic surgery rates in the country. And then we come in seventh for lust, and then sixth for jealousy, and 11th for laziness, according to their assessment. So what about Alabama? Alabama comes in 14th overall, so still one of the more quote-unquote sinful states based on the seven deadly sins. The least would be Wyoming. Wyoming followed by Idaho, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Iowa. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little assessment. And it's using, you know, things like porn site usage, violent crimes, theft, gambling, you know, use a lot of these things like that. So it's kind of interesting little assessment of things. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I did see this here when I was covering Bobby's brain teases. I didn't get to some of them, but I saw this one. It's a neat one. There's only 60 certified master cheesemakers in the United States. Only 60. And all of them live and work in Wisconsin, the cheese state. And then I saw this one too. The biggest sale in Walmart history was from Shaquille O'Neal. Back when he was traded to Miami, from Miami to the Phoenix Suns in 2008, he spent $70,000 at Walmart buying everything for his new house. So Shaquille O'Neal, and he spends Walmart all the time, you know, because in Christmas time, he goes and buys a bunch of Christmas presents for kids, like underprivileged children and stuff, buy like all the Christmas presents in the Walmart. He's done that multiple times.
I've seen an interview with him talking about this, and he went to go check out and the bank like declined it, and he tried to call the bank and they're like, yeah, someone's trying to spend $70,000 at Walmart. He's like, yeah, I know, it's me.
Yeah, he's like, no way anybody would spend $70,000 at Walmart. He's like, no, actually I am. I'm buying everything for my house here. So funny. All right. Hey, Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here next, top trending news, Joe Ford in the news. I mean, Joe's out today with John Pickens in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, I do want to give you another update on, we'll talk a little bit more about OLF and that whole situation we've been kind of talking off and on about over the past week. I got some more updates on that. But for more local news, send it over to Top Trending News.
Now it's time for your Top Trending News.
Escambia County Commissioners met this morning to discuss offers from Breeland Homes and D.R. Horton for the OLF 8 property. Commissioner Jeb Burgosh told his colleagues as he was looking at the D.R. Horton offer.
It's going to be tough for D.R. Horton to compete with what I'm looking at right here. Agreeing with the master plan, agreeing to work with Triumph Gulf Coast, and agreeing to bring jobs and mixed use and amenities for the residents and some residential, but we have a compromise. We have a master plan, and I want to see it through.
After much discussion, the board voted unanimously on a motion by Stephen Berry to direct the county administrator and attorney to begin discussions with D.R. Horton, Breland Homes, and any other offers received and report back to the board. March 2nd is the next board meeting. Members of the Pensacola's Airbnb community says additional ordinances and regulations are not necessary. Cities should just focus on enforcing what's already in place.
If noise is an issue, enforce noise ordinances. If necessary, site occupants break up parties. Use call records to track complaints. Beef up existing ordinances for citing property owners, including non-resident property owners, for repeat, excessive, and ongoing violations.
She says additional ordinances aren't needed. City Councilman Charles Baer set up last night's workshop in response to complaints centered around short-term rentals, mostly having to do with noise, trash, and parking. Baer says while no regulation is being proposed right now, he would tend to favor business tax receipts being required for Airbnb owners, if nothing else, so they'd know exactly how many short-term rentals there are. Baptist Hospital says their cardiac center already ranks among the top 2% of hospitals nationwide, and the improvements coming to their new campus will make it stay that way.
A patient could come in to see one of our non-invasive cardiologists and very well need our electrophysiology services same day and have a consult from this physician to that physician or a consult to our interventional services. So this happens on a daily basis, happening as we're speaking right now.
Pensacola and NFL legend Emmitt Smith has confirmed the death of his father. On Twitter, Smith called his dad the man who inspired me to play the game of football. Emmitt Smith Jr. grew up in Pensacola and was a standout running back in his own right. He turned down a football scholarship to care for his mother and would go on to drive for the ECAT from 1976 to 2015. Now let's check your forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We're going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms for the second half of the day today. A few storms could be strong. High today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 49. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
71 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Breaking news anytime. I'm John Pickens for News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Gracie Wolf with traffic on the fives.
We are still seeing some slight delays on I-110 southbound, but other than that, we're checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90, and 98 is cleared up as well. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick break. We come back here. I have some extra thoughts about this OLF 8 situation. It comes up next on News Radio 92.3. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So you heard right there, OLF 8 now had the D.R. Horton offer. We talked about that earlier this week, where there was mixed reviews on that. One just being some people just going, we don't want more housing. More housing means more traffic, more problems, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I disagree with that. People are moving here anyway. We need to make sure we have the housing here. Otherwise, prices are just going to keep skyrocketing because it's a supply and demand issue. People are moving here anyway. We can't keep them from moving here. But then we had others that were saying, I don't mind the project. I just don't want D.R. Horton doing it. Oh, okay. Well, we got that resolved today. We've had two extra offers coming in, one for $35 million, another counter offer for $38 million. And one of these, the Breland developer, they're already doing a development very similar to this one in another area. So that bodes well when you have somebody who has this exact kind of experience of doing this. That is promising. As far as OLF 8 and developing that area and helping that area grow. So I think that's a positive thing overall right there. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then we have your sign of the apocalypse, but I also want to talk about trusting news. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
my sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loves."
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. I want to talk about top things, top video games, but also a top thing that we can do to be happier every day, according to experts. So we'll talk about that coming up then as well. All right. Top three stories. Oh, no. Wait, first, let me tell you about the Habitat Food Truck Festival. It's coming up February 25th and 26th at Community Maritime Park. Doors open at 10 a.m. Follow Pensacola Habitat for Humanity on Facebook for more information. Now, where are we at here? All right, top three stories here. President Biden has broken his silence on the balloons situation. A Georgia judge is going to release parts of a grand jury report on the Trump election probe. And Senator John Fetterman has checked into Walter Reed Hospital with clinical depression. Going back to Biden, he said two things in addressing the public about the balloons. One was that he makes no apologies for shooting down the balloons, which kind of like surprised me when I first saw that. Like, that's the headline. Biden makes no apologies for shooting down balloons. I'm like, who's he talking to? Unless he's talking to China, but I thought he was addressing the public, meaning you and me. If he's addressing the public, meaning you and me, why is he saying he makes no apologies? We're all like, you need to apologize for not shooting it down faster. Nobody has a problem that you shot him down, at least nobody outside of China. You know what I mean? Nobody outside of China has an issue with you shooting them down. So when you say, "I make no apologies for shooting it down," like, you're talking to the wrong people. Nobody cares what China thinks. You should be caring what your constituents think. But see, you know what I started thinking about after I brought this up before? A lot of people don't realize the main thing that insiders didn't like about Donald J. Trump was not his mean tweets. It was not him being rude to opponents and things like that, because guess what? They support people like Biden or Nancy Pelosi who are rude to their opponents and things. So it's not really that issue. The thing is there's insiders who had a big problem with Donald Trump, and they would stir the hornet's nest with editors and journalists and things like this. They would find ways to stir the hornet's nest with them on other things that they know they would get them upset about. But what really got them upset in the first place was not that. It was that he's not a globalist. The biggest issue the insiders, particularly you're talking about like the swamp, the biggest issue the swamp had with Donald J. Trump is that he's not a globalist. Meaning his whole America First agenda was extremely offensive to them because they feel like we should be a global community. That whatever we do, we should do it keeping in mind the betterment of other countries and people in other countries. And President Trump was like, "No, I think we should do what's best for American people. And then after we take care of American people, then we can look at taking care of other countries. But we're not going to make our policies based on, is this going to benefit everybody involved?" So when Biden comes out and says, I make no apologies for shooting down the thing. I'm thinking, who are you talking to? Because I forget that he's not just talking to Americans. He's a globalist. He has been a globalist pretty much his entire time in Washington, D.C., from his entire life. So when he's like, I make no apologies, I'm like, who are you talking to in this room? Oh, that's right. You're not talking to this room. You're talking to the world. And you're trying to explain yourself to the world because that means more to him than what the American people think. That's what it comes down to. And I really believe that. I believe he, George W. Bush, Obama, I believe they're globalists who care more about the worldview and what the world thinks than what's the American people think and what's best for Americans. The problem that we have in DC, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, is our debt and how the Congressional Budget Office is really pushing for Congress to get our finances in order. If we didn't have globalists making up the majority of Congress, which we do, by the way, this is what I'm getting to. The majority of Congress are globalists. They're people who look at the betterment of the world instead of betterment of the United States. And I'm not saying you step on others to get ahead. No. I don't mean that at all. That would be wrong, obviously. But we have to take care of ourselves first. And if we're going to take care of ourselves first, then there's no way our finances would be the way they are. There's no way we'd be running a budget deficit if we're going to take care of America first. Because there's no way you could justify a budget deficit and giving billions and billions of dollars to other countries. And it's like, well, we're just going to rack up debt. On what? Well, on our credit card. Well, who's going to pay that credit card off? Are they going to pay us back? No. Then why are we doing that? We're doing it for the betterment of the global community. And it's worth the sacrifice. We will eat the debt. We will eat the debt for other countries because that's what's the better thing to do. But at some point, it's going to break us. I mean, when we're already spending more on our interest than other critical things that we spend for American citizens, that's not like you got to start reining it in at some point. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, in my opinion, the globalist view is really only about globalist capitalism and profit for, again, the very, very rich at the top of the global level. I don't think it's anything about sharing with other countries or taking care of other countries. I think it's about taking care of the pocketbooks of the global elite. And that's what it seems to me. It very well could be as well. It still is the end result, which is we are not responsible here at home. And that's why you end up getting a Joe Biden apologizing or saying, I won't apologize for shooting it down. Like, what? Whoever said you should apologize for that? You know, it's because he's thinking about that globalist view. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on TNT at 6:30. You got the Milwaukee Bucks against the Chicago Bulls. Well, I guess not 6:30. Should be tipping off any minute now. And then later on TNT, it's going to be the Clippers against the Phoenix Suns. Right down NCAA men's basketball. Number 3, Purdue has a 6-point lead over Maryland. And Florida Atlantic is ranked 25th in the country, but they have they're 4 points down behind Middle Tennessee State University. Number 2, Houston leads SMU 41-29. That game's on ESPN2. And then coming up, NCAA women's basketball. Number 24, Florida State women's basketball is leading Syracuse by 9 points with 40 seconds left in the game. Number one, South Carolina is crushing Florida by 30 points, 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Number 13, Ohio State is beating Penn State the Lady Lions by 12 points, 40 seconds left in the half. Number 11, Virginia Tech, about to upset number 9, Duke. They're leading 33-14 at halftime. Then number 10, Notre Dame is losing by 4 points to Louisville at halftime. That game's on ESPN. Right now in hockey, Montreal leads Carolina 1-0. Scoreless game between Winnipeg and Columbus Blue Jackets. Florida Panthers are beating Washington Capitals 1-0. And coming up at 8 o'clock on ESPN will be New Jersey against St. Louis Blues. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout our area, as well as 29 and 90. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley. Checking in clear. Posted speeds on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have details, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Also, the Genesis Invitational is going on right now. Top of the leaderboard is Matt Homa and Kevin Mitchell, both at 7 under par. And right now, Tiger Woods is playing with Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas. And Tiger Woods is, well, I think he might have just actually got a birdie. So I think he just got a birdie. So he's now at 1 under par. He was at even just a second ago. I think he just sunk a putt. So he's either at 1 under par or even right now. So 7 strokes behind the leader. Then in sports news, Saints running back Alvin Kamara and 3 others have been indicted by a grand jury for an alleged beating of a guy outside a Las Vegas club. This actually happened a couple of years ago. There was even buzz that he might not play last year because of these charges against him. But then they decided, hey, innocent until proven guilty. Plus, he wasn't formally charged yet. So he was able to play last season. But depending on how this charge goes, this indictment goes, he may not play for the rest of the season or for next season. According to sources, Cleveland Cavaliers are looking to buy out Kevin Love's contract so he'd no longer be a Cav. And Tim McCarver, all-star catcher and Hall of Fame baseball broadcaster, has passed away today at the age of 81. I mean, I grew up with Tim McCarver's broadcast. He's definitely going to be missed in the sports world. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, this story cracks me up. 32-year-old guy named Joby Poole in the UK broke into an industrial park and stole almost 200,000 chocolate Easter eggs. Those Cadbury cream eggs and other chocolate goods. Apparently he used a metal grinder to break through the gate in an industrial park and then used a stolen semi-truck to tow away a trailer loaded with all these Easter 200,000 Cadbury. Look, I mean, those Cadbury's got some good chocolate. I don't know about 200,000 of them though. Like, that's a lot. There's a lot of things you're going to be doing with that.
That's the thing. It's like, they're good. They're not that good.
Not that good.
For
no.
That money and to break in there. It's not even like, oh, it's an inside job. Like, maybe he was tempted and had to take them home.
Yeah, exactly.
You went on a mission to get those Cadbury eggs.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, too, like, so the Cadbury eggs, the cream eggs, I mean, they're okay. I swear when I was younger, they tasted different. Maybe they didn't. Maybe my taste buds changed. But when I was younger, I swear they were, like, more runny. Like the interior of them was more runny or something, and it tasted better. It's like every time I get them now, I'm like, this is too much. It's like too much sugar or something. I don't know. I don't like them as much. I love the Cadbury mini eggs though. Like, it just has it's basically like an M&M, but it's thicker. Oh, those things are so good. But either way, here's the thing. On the wholesale market, so 200,000 eggs, you're like, that's a ton of eggs. But the cost is only about $38,000 because it's like, you know, each egg isn't really, it's not even like a dollar an egg, like on the wholesale price. So it equated about $38,000. So it's like, oh, and he's going to go to jail for stealing. So what are you in prison for? I'm in here for stabbing my neighbor. What are you in here for? I stole chocolate.
The Cadbury eggs got the best of me again.
Exactly. You're not going to be very popular in prison, I'm just going to say. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then we'll talk about something that you can do every day to be happy, according to experts. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Loves me, yes, yes, she does. Oh, the
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sarah Palin says that Governor DeSantis should just stay governor and not run for president in 2024. Just showing her support once again for Donald J. Trump. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Yes, sir. Pensacola police officers are still cracking down on speeders on the 3 Mile Bridge.
We're going to stay out there because there's obviously a need. We've had a lot of speeding going on. We've made a lot of traffic stops. I believe it was 47 yesterday. 34 of those resulted in tickets.
Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood says they've had a heavy presence on the bridge since they opened the new span from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola this week. He says officers have written more than 50 speeding tickets in the last few days. The average speeder has been going 22 miles per hour over the limit of 45. One motorcyclist was clocked even going 124 miles per hour on Wednesday. Justice Department says they'll be not pursuing charges against Congressman Matt Gaetz. This news comes after a federal investigation on sex trafficking that lasted several years. The Washington Post reports that there are credibility issues with two of the key witnesses in the case. Gaetz has denied all the allegations since the investigation began in 2021. And finally, Bobby, Internet Explorer is no more. I know you're sad about that. On Tuesday, Microsoft announced the company's decision to permanently disable the desktop version of Internet Explorer on all devices. Any device that hasn't already been redirected from Explorer to updated browser Microsoft Edge will be affected. When users attempt to access Explorer, they'll be redirected to the Edge browser. Internet Explorer was originally launched in 1995. As one of the first and most popular browsers in history.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, in my day gig, I often work with advertising and computers and digital and things, and I am shocked at how many people still try to use Internet Explorer.
Oh, I know.
It has not been supported for like 3 or 4 years.
And they're still trying.
And they're still trying to use it. And I'm just like, why? Are you doing this?
Right. It's probably the older people that don't want change. Like, they want to stick with their AOL account.
Yes. Yeah. That was my dad until like 2 years ago. Finally got him to drop his AOL account.
So that was my dad.
Finally, like, Dad, come on. No more of the AOL.
Right.
I mean, it was like 5 years ago that still to log into the internet, he would go to AOL first. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I have to go on the internet. I'm like, you have cable internet. And he's like, yeah, but to get to the internet, I have to go to AOL. I'm like, no, you don't. You can just open up any browser. And he's like, what do you mean? AOL is my browser. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I understand. I feel you.
All right, Grace, let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach Highway in Gulf Breeze. We are looking good on 98, as well as Fairpoint Drive and Shoreline Drive. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is a series of experts who said there's an easy way to give yourself a happy boost, give yourself a mood boost through the day. A study found there's one thing you can do each day: have a solid conversation with somebody. They said it helps with stress and anxiety. It helps us feel more connected. They even identified 7 different types of communication that qualify as a solid conversation. Because I know what you're thinking. It's like, what's a solid conversation? Well, here's some of the things. Joking around, catching up, having a deep, meaningful talk, showing care, valuing the other's opinion, offering sincere compliments, and even just listening. In other words, tune in to Pensacola right now, every day, 4 to 7. It covers all those 7 things. Right? Why are you laughing, Gracie?
No, I agree. I do tune in. I do have meaningful conversations and joke around. I get it.
Exactly. Joke around, catch up, show we care, value opinions, offer sincere compliments, and even listen. So there you go. Those things can make you happier throughout your day. So scientifically proven, just listening to Pensacola right now will boost your mood. There you go. Here's a text. Here's a greatest video games of all time. A bunch of adults were surveyed on one poll to determine the greatest video games. And coming in numero uno, FIFA, which kind of surprises me, but I guess kind of not. I mean, when I have a choice of video games, I prefer sports video games. Like, I'm a Madden guy. I play Madden and like NCAA or NBA 2K or something like that. FIFA was never my thing because I'm not huge into soccer. But I got to remember, most of the world is. And so that makes sense. And plus, it is when I do play it, it is very, very fun. Coming in number two, Mario Kart. Number three, Super Mario World. Number four, Grand Theft Auto. Wow. Now, admittedly, I've never played it. It's just not my thing. Number five is Pac-Man. Okay. Number six is Call of Duty. I do like Call of Duty. Number seven is Tetris. Number eight, Sonic the Hedgehog. Number nine, The Sims. And number 10, Space Invaders. Well, there you go. Those are the top video games of all time, according to Adult Surveyed. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking about our debt and reining in our federal spending. We'll also have your unemployment update and your weekend movie preview. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.